This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on the show back on May 29, 2018, and we're talking about Abbin Resources LTD. At that time, I told you I thought the stock was undervalued. You could have picked it up around 9 to 9.5 cents. Now it's trading between 18 and 19 cents a share. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABNAF, and you can also find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ABN. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Ev. Glad to be here.
You know, what did we learn from the last year results? I know you guys are up there. Your biggest project is the Forest Curve project. You guys are sitting on about 23,000 hectares. So where are we at in result-wise?
Well, good question. To start with, we drilled last year. We drilled about 2,500 meters of drilling and turned out to be 9 holes. Holes 4, 5, and 6 really turned out to be significant for us. A little history there is we went into this one area called the boundary zone and started drilling just north of it, angled towards the boundary zone. The reason we were there was historic holes from 20-some-odd years ago by Noranda. And, you know, back in those days, they were following a model. They couldn't deviate from it, but they hit a hole. It had 11 meters of over 30 grams. So that's, you know, 11 meters of 1 ounce. And they just, you know, kept going and looking for a specific style of mineralization. So we worked off of that. We decided, okay, there's something there. We did a lot of groundwork. Boom. We decided we're going to drill based on a surface geochemical anomaly. There was very high-grade gold in the rock samples. And that's where we ended up hitting a pretty significant structure off the pad, the drill pad, 3 holes, and hit in all 3. And, you know, I'm talking like 21 gram gold, 28 gram silver, and 3% copper over 6 meters, you know, but that whole mineralized zone was well over 300 meters wide. So it's a very broad-based zone that has very high-grade cores in it, you know, centers to it, and that's what we're going back into to further define that this year. That boosted the stock during the drill season last year up to 50 cents on millions of shares. And then after the season, it settles back down because it's a short season.
Right.
And so now we're at the beginning of it again. So the stock's at 22 cents Canadian. I believe today it was about 17 cents U.S.
Yes.
And trading good volume every day, you know, up to 500,000 shares. And we will have, you know, our initial results. We started drilling last week. We're probably on our 3rd hole. I'm guessing. I haven't heard from the camp for 2 days. So, you know, I usually hear something if things are something's wrong, drill's broken or whatever. I haven't heard anything, so I assume that's good news, and I will be hearing tonight from the head geos up there.
If you're just coming on with us, you're listening to Abbin Resources. They're a Canadian gold exploration company with significant projects in the British Columbia and the Yukon. Abbin's newest project is the Forest Curve project, located in the northwestern BC in the region called the Golden Triangle. Let me ask you this, Jim. I know you guys did 3 or 4 holes last year, and I hear all these mining companies doing all this drilling. What does that mean for investors or somebody who's listening to this program that likes your stock at 17, 18 cents a share?
Well, when you've got, first of all, this is an area play where you've got a lot of companies up there in the same area on their properties, all drilling. Like, that's what'll happen this summer. It's happened the last 2 years as well. You got, you know, $100 million each year being spent on exploration up there. And it's pretty significant. So when your neighbor has good success, the market really, you know, galvanizes on that. and then all the companies around it tend to go up as well. So even if we're not doing anything, our stock will react. You know, the good thing is when your stock does hit some good news, or you do come out with good results, you're having success, it has really got the potential to increase in value. We had a couple last year virtually beside us. One, Garibaldi of the South, was looking for gold. They hit nickel. The stock went to $5.
Wow. From what?
Well, it wasn't too long ago. They were 15 cents.
Wow. 15 cents to $5.
Yeah. And then you had to the north of us, GT Gold. And they're in there drilling again with us. And oddly enough, so those Garibaldi were the first three to start drilling. GT Gold ran up to a couple dollars last year on really good results. And, you know, their team won the mining, you know, the mining team of the year.
Right.
The big, huge convention in Toronto. You know, so that was, they have a good, significant discovery, too. And it's gold. And it's not too dissimilar from what we're drilling in right now, too. So it's, you know, the zones are very similar.
Absolutely. Speaking of discoveries, you guys are getting ready to do, is it correct, what I'm about to say, is an 18 drill hole project?
Well, we are. We've started. We started last week. And like I said, I think we're on our third hole, but it's going to be, 5,000 meters, up to 5,000 if we have success. We've started early enough this year we could refinance during the season, and, you know, at obviously higher prices, and then carry on. You know, the problem is eventually you get to a point up there where, you know, you're into November and the weather's turning,
right,
and you're up in the, it's pretty mountainous, right by the Alaskan Panhandle, right beside it. And then it starts getting dark, and it's very difficult if it's helicopter support.
Yeah, you guys usually have about a 5 to 6 month window opportunity.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you educate my listeners about how much it costs per hole to drill?
Well, we're drilling under $400 a meter. So for every meter we drill, it's going to cost $400. And that covers, you know, your basic, anything to do with the drill, and all your assays, and all the geology involved with it. It doesn't necessarily include your camp costs, and it doesn't include your helicopter costs. So it's an expensive area to operate in, but it's probably half the price it used to be because there's so much new infrastructure up there. The government's put in a lot of money into infrastructure.
And have you guys done a 43-101 yet?
We have not. No, this is early days for this this program. You would tend to do a 43-101 in terms of a resource calculation. You would do that after a few seasons when you know you've got something that's expanding. So at the end of this season, we may have an indication that, yes, this zone we discovered last year is expanding. Based and you have to have the holes within a certain distance from one another, and it's all got to be very carefully done to make those calculations true. So we're still a little ahead of that curve right now.
So what are we hoping to achieve this year?
The expansion of that zone that would be significant enough that, yes, maybe we could start working on a resource calculation, or at least understand that, okay, we now need to drill over here and here and here, and that'll help expand it, and that could be next year. And we're also, we've got other areas we do want to drill in. We haven't done it yet. So we will be looking at some other areas that we're going to go drill based on historic information, because we have a huge abundance of it that came with the properties when we were doing the acquisition. So there's some areas of extreme interest that we want to get to, but we prioritized everything last year. So we started in the most obvious place to start. It gave us the best confidence, and now we're looking down the, you know, down the chain a bit, and there's some other areas that we really want to get to.
Your stock's at a six-month high right now. If I'm listening to this interview, why should I go out and buy your stock?
I think we're still cheap. You know, that's the main reason. When you look at the comps in the area, or even in the category of exploration, we're still pretty cheap. Our market cap is, you know, that 25. If we're under 25,000 market cap, and we're drilling, that to me still says there's lots of upside because the season's just starting.
My guest today is Avon Resources LTD. Take a look at them. They're trading on the OTC markets. I don't think they're going to be staying here around 18, 17 cents for very long. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABNAF. You can also find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ABN. Jim, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, I think we'll have news coming out over the next few weeks, probably 2 to 3, in terms of assay results, the initial assay results. I've got news coming out set up for next Monday, just based on where we're at in the program right now. Plus, we've also got work that'll be happening a month and a half from now up in the Yukon, on our Yukon property, which is right next to Golden Predator. And I think we've got some significant news that'll come out of there later in the year.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
You bet. I'll do that. Thank you very much, Ab.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.